USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising mortgage rates are causing demand to pull back. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume fell by 3.7% last week. That comes as the average rate for a 30-year fixed rose to 5.8%. In a race that may decide who controls the balance of power in the Senate, Pennsylvania voters are heading to the polls this November to choose either Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman or Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz to replace retiring Senator Pat Toomey. Dr. Oz declares Fetterman a radical progressive.
I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far-left radical candidate on any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Fetterman, who's recovering from a stroke, says he won't debate Dr. Oz. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The United Nations is taking a look at a Ukrainian nuclear plant.
A team of UN inspectors made its way toward Ukraine's embattled and largest nuclear power plant on the continent Wednesday. The UN is trying to prevent a nuclear catastrophe, reminding us of the nuclear oops that could happen. Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Californians are bracing for a record-setting heat wave over the next few days. Weather officials say they expect temperatures to climb into the lower 100s for many today and Thursday. Several counties are under excessive heat warnings, including Los Angeles, where temperatures are expected to reach up to 115 degrees. This as California grid officials are warning of blackouts and urging residents to set their thermostats at 78 degrees or higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
As Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine, Russia is still taking in revenue from oil exports despite sanctions from Western countries. Some of that is coming from China and India. And National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, gets pressed on whether the United States had conversations with the leaders of those countries about the imports.
Sovereign nations have to make their decisions, and we understand that. I would just tell you that we've made very clear our concerns about business as usual with Russia, as particularly when it comes to energy.
Despite no trials on humans, the Food and Drug Administration is giving emergency use authorization to another booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccines by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. In a virtual news conference, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says the agency is confident in the data supporting this decision.
The updated boosters contain the same basic ingredients as the original COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, but are modified to target the circulating Omicron variant, BA4 and BA5, as well as the strain that was included in the original vaccines.
President Biden with nothing on his public schedule Wednesday. The president is addressing the nation Thursday night in primetime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.